Is there a Russian asset in Leinster House? Reports of an Irish politician with a questionable internet history being honey-trapped by a beautiful woman and recruited by the Kremlin might be the stuff of Cold War spy thrillers, but the claim is made in the Sunday Times, or was made last week, and prompted a slew of senators to stand up in the Shannon this week and declare that they were not the Russian asset dubbed by the paper as Agent Cobalt. Well, despite the comic element to the Shannon proceedings, the Taoiseach said the government was taking the allegation seriously. But how and for what purpose would Russia recruit a politician in Leinster House? Well, we're joined now from our Limerick studio by Neil Robinson, Professor of Comparative Politics at the University of Limerick, whose research focuses on Russia and post-communist politics. Professor Robinson, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Is it likely that Russia would seek to recruit an Irish politician, even a low-level Irish politician, as an asset?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Russia has a long history dating back into the Soviet period of suborning politicians, trying to recruit them as what they call agents of influence to try and influence the political agendas and public discussion in the target countries. So it's quite credible that they approach somebody and they first of all try to, you know, sort of build up influence with them and then to sort of cement that relationship through compromise.
And the Sunday Times article last week suggested that a honey trap was used, that this person was lured into cooperation by a female spy, and also that the person's internet history was used as potentially damaging information. Is that the kind of thing that would happen typically?
Yeah, they've done that kind of thing quite a lot. They, you know, sort of the classic ways of recruiting people are money, ideology, compromise, and ego. So this is classic compromise. They've probably not got, you know, sort of the same sort of ideological links with this person as they have with some other politicians who have been accused of acting on the behalf of Russia or China. But you know, in this case, yeah, compromise would seem to be the way they decided to go.
And does it matter whether Russia recruits, or does it matter to Russia whether it recruits, you know, low-level politicians as assets, people who might have very little influence, or people who might have very little access to official information?
Well, that's kind of a paradox, isn't it? I mean, those people are probably easier to get at. They're less watched, so they're easier to recruit. They can, you know, sort of be used to do things like put questions forward in parliamentary chambers to try and shift public discussion. They can be used to take part in policy discussions within parliament and possibly within political parties as well. Most of the politicians that the Russians have, you know, sort of been successful in recruiting over you know, sort of the history of the Soviet Union and into the present day, have actually been sort of second rank figures rather than people at the top of the tree. The sort of the more, this is political intelligence that they're trying to get, not, you know, sort of necessarily details about weapon systems, technological advancements that they might want to copy. So
it might be somebody, for example, who might share a rumor that's circulating around Leinster House, or share information about another politician.
Absolutely, and that seems to be the gist of some of the reports that have come out today, including the latest material that John Mooney in the Sunday Times has published, that, you know, sort of they were interfering in the political process to try and split people up, to try and sort of change the balance of the conversation.
We don't know what happened in this instance. We do know that the Defence Minister, Micheál Martin, has said that he didn't know anything about it, that he wasn't briefed on it. And if the report is true, he raised a question mark over how it got into the public domain. Does he make some valid points?
Yes. I mean, you know, sort of one would be concerned that, you know, sort of this kind of information wasn't sort of passed around at the very top of government. But again, that doesn't seem to be unusual. There seem to have been lots of other cases of minor politicians being suborned by Russian Soviet intelligence services in the past, and the details have not been shared widely. It's possibly, I suspect, because some people in, you know, sort of the intelligence agencies are a little bit nervous about going around and accusing politicians of spying for foreign countries. You know, that might be taken as them exceeding their brief and interfering in the political process, which is obviously something that they probably don't want to be accused of.
Questions have been raised this week about whether Ireland has adequate security services to monitor these types of relationships. Does it?
That's a very good question. On the one hand, you could say that, you know, sort of Ireland's been relatively successful at dealing with the Russian embassy by blocking its expansion, by expelling a lot of diplomats. Clearly, there was a sort of Russian strategy before the Ukraine war of trying to sort of swamp Ireland with a vast number of diplomats, many of whom would have been in the employ of the Russian intelligence services. They're gone, but there are other forms of intelligence work that the Russians are engaged in, that, you know, sort of we also need to monitor, and it's an open question as to whether we've got the physical capacity, that is, the size of the defence forces, to deal with certain kinds of Russian incursions, penetration of our territorial waters, etc., as well as, you know, sort of the counterintelligence operations to monitor certain groups.
Very interesting. And Neil Robinson, Professor of Comparative Politics at the University of Limerick, thank you for speaking to us today from our Limerick studio. We're back with more after this break.